all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up. Here I am, Lady Diva on air. Phone lines are open. You know what you can do. I have with me the up-and-coming famous Alex Harris on my platform today. All right, and he has a new single, Falling For You, from his Frequency album, his new album called Frequency. And that track right there is Feel Some Kind of Way, F-S-K-O-W, Feel Some Kind of Way. That is also available on his Frequency album. Alex, are you with me?
I am here. So great to be back. How are you doing?
All right. I'm great. I'm really happy you're back on my show. You've been very busy. And what have you been doing since the last time you were on my show, which was a couple months ago?
Right. Oh, it's been so much that has happened and so many great things that have happened. We did a virtual release party with a concert for the Frequency album, and I've been doing a lot of interviews and performances, and it's been super busy, a lot of virtual stuff. So, and
yeah.
That's kind of a new approach nowadays to stay safe and writing and recording more music. I always stay in the creative mode, and you know, generally we would be out on the road touring or something like that, but now we're just doing performances and continue to record to keep great music coming to all the listeners. So I'm super excited to continue to promote what's out and come up with other creative stuff that I hear and see and feel.
Right, and you are a very creative singer-songwriter, writing R&B soul music, which I do love. Your music is more about love, the human nature of it all, which is very inspirational, not just the melody but the lyrics. And Falling For You, that track is at number 38 on the station playlist. Congratulations. And it may be growing even more. So check it out, everyone. Check it out. What inspired you to do the Frequency album? What was the inspiration? What or who was your inspiration?
Yeah, that's a great question. The inspiration behind the Frequency recording, it all was born out of the lockdown due to COVID in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the very beginning, just to kind of walk you briefly through, in the very beginning, when the lockdown or the announcement of the lockdown and then it actually happened, everybody else, like, we didn't know what was going on, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of wondering, and this kind of whole frazzled fear experience that kind of come over you.
Yeah.
It comes over you. So as it did me anyway. And in the process of kind of reflecting and wondering by what's being fed to us, all of us, through on social media and on television and paper, you know, just it was an increase of fear. And I start to think about how social media and television, in its effort to inform us, was also feeding fear too as well. And I think that regardless of intentions, that's what happened. But as I took a step back and was like, okay, what can I do during this time, and how can I engage my gifts and talents? So I start to go back through my repertoire, and because before then I was flying New York, Nashville, writing a lot in those areas with different writers and producing music and recording, just building my catalog with intentions to put out something at some point. But this time everything kind of stopped, as we all know. And so I started to think about what is the message for now? What is the story? And so I started to just think about how important we have sometimes not valued the gift of life of our own and others, and certainly in times that we are in now, makes us look at our own life and our family and loved ones differently. At least it did for me, and I would hope it did for everyone, that because, you know, the way things change suddenly, you know.
Yeah.
One thing, today you have something or you have plans for next month, and then within seconds it just changed and nothing you could do about it.
Yeah.
So I started to think about, you know, the power of frequency and the power of music being one I believe to be the most, one of the most powerful elements of the universe, and how I can use the music and its frequencies to not continue to perpetuate fear or make people feel frazzled, but how can we do that to raise positive vibrations of a love and hope and healing in this, in this process. So, and then all the unrest happened, you know, and on and on. So that's really the backdrop of a frequency album.
Well, thank you for that information. You're the soul
creator
of time, and you're a growing R&B artist. Alex Haley, everyone, and I would like to spin Falling for You. Is there a brief story behind that track?
Yeah, you know, again, I wrote that one during the lockdown. I was sitting at the piano, and my whole thing is similar to what I said, very much to what I just said. I think that it's very important sometimes to really be vulnerable to love. And, you know, my buddies, sometimes we would talk, you know, over the years, and in my observation as well, that we're not willing or not often vulnerable to express love or to be in some kind of way show our emotions.
Yeah.
So the song Falling for You really is about a guy who finds love, not afraid to fall in love. Prior to that, you know, the idea of being with someone for a lifetime or in a long-term love relationship seemed very hard. So whoever you love, it's always important for both to come together and to be willing to allow that moment to happen and without any breaks, and just allow the experience far more deeper than the surface to happen. And while it's told in a very simple form of the guy who meets the girl and then falls for her and then say, okay, in allowing myself to really embrace this moment of love, it feels as if time stands still. Very much like Groundhog's Day, the movie, and it's like every day repeating.
Yeah.
So we kind of end with that moment, and we get deeper and deeper, and it's like every day I keep falling for you, you know.
Yeah.
And so then the second verse says, "I'm just another man from an average town," and then it says, "Sweeter than honey, mama, look what I found." It talks about this very like I like to say old fashioned love that my grandfather and mother would have told me about, you know, how it was, or if I see it in a movie. So I'm kind of trying to pull from all of that, and I actually have the time to do it because we're like locked in.
Yeah,
not really going anywhere. We just maybe to the store or something like that, but that's about it. Or jogging, or doing our exercise, but so here I am, and I said, okay, how do I really convey this message of what it feels to be in love and to really give in to love, and something I really believe in. I refer to it as love in its purest form. So it's not convoluted with all of these ideals as it relates to surface kind of love, you know, or for show or for social media, for the camera, but that which goes further, deeper than that. And all that also is great when it's real, but most important is that when you're away from social media, when you're off the camera, that kind of love, you know.
Right.
And so, and not only just in love, you know, romantic relationship, but also with family. as well.
Right.
This story relates to our friends. You know, we cool, we're in front of everybody, and we get, you know, behind the back. So the whole vibe of the record, Falling for You, as well as the other songs, is all about the importance of coming together as human beings and really appreciating each other's humanity. I mean, that's really the bottom line, if I had to say it in one statement.
Well, I am so proud of you. You did a fantastic job on the whole Frequency
album.
Oh,
thank you.
And
thank you so much.
Congratulations with Falling for You is running up the track. The numbers are going up. So
yeah, thank you so much.
In.
Yeah, I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're
and
because
thank
of people
you for the
like you who are playing it and all the folks who are listening. Thank you. Thank you. I can't express my gratitude enough for really embracing this. Because sometimes, you know, let me just say it this way, that when it's not necessarily popular to be authentic and to be, you know, very vulnerable to the organic experience of subjects such as love and,
yeah.
You know, sometimes we can't be who we are true to ourselves or live our own truths because we are afraid that it won't be accepted or it may not be embraced because it doesn't look like someone else's expression that could have a lot of attention, right? So
I
really do appreciate, you know, the embrace.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for explaining it and putting it out there. And I'm going to play Falling for You. You stay right there in that seat, Alex Harris. I'll be right back.
All right. All right, thanks.
Like a long time, girl, I met you, girl, you changed my mind. Take me to heaven every time. More happiness than money can buy.
Every day I keep falling for you. Yeah, I think about you.
Alex Harris Frequency album. Go get it, y'all. Alex, go ahead and tell our listeners and fans and followers out there, tell them where they can purchase that single right there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's available everywhere. Music is sold and streamed online. So whether it's Apple Music or iTunes or Spotify, Amazon, you can ask Alexa. So, yeah, so I appreciate the support and the love. And let's just keep the good vibes, you know, vibrating high and bringing in some good positive energy in our soul and around in our families and our environment in which we live in. So, yeah, pick it up.
All right. All right. So what is the ultimate desire which you wish all your fans out there to get out of this Frequency album, Alex?
You know, that's a great, great question. And my response to that question is that I think that there's so much we have in us. I think what I hope the music will do is to bring out the greatness that's within us. And whether it's in our romantic relationship or whether it's in our relationships with our friends, families, or close to us. And also, secondly, but most importantly, as well, is how we respond to the social injustices. One of the songs on the album is titled "Humanity." So I alluded to it earlier about the essence of the entire work, not only about romantic relationships and our family with songs like Entangled, but songs like Feel Some Kind of Way and Humanity really speaks to how the injustice seeks to plague our world, our neighborhoods, our backyards in very subtle ways and in some very, really direct in our face. You know, we experience these inequities and inequalities, so I think music is, in its platform, is a great place to really really connect with us and our soul and heart in a way that convicts us to respond in a very responsible and positive way so that we can find healing and then also use our healing to heal the situation that we are faced with on a day-to-day basis.
Right. And thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Wow. So will you be making any videos in the future on any of these singles on the Frequency album?
Oh, yeah. We just Falling for You video is out now. It's streaming on the BET Soul and BET Her. And it's also on YouTube. So you can go to YouTube and type in Alex Harris Falling for You. The video is there as well.
Okay.
So that video is out. And also, we have another video coming out really soon. I think Cry to Me is going to be out soon. Yeah, and I have a video out already on Humanity. So we have quite a few videos out. You got to go to my channel and subscribe. So and also follow me on Spotify. If you're on Spotify, start following me there and follow me on YouTube, those two areas. And I'm always involved and are constantly on social media, so you can connect with me on all my channels. Go to alexharrisofficial.com, official, alexharrisofficial.com, and all my social media handles are there, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Alex Harris on TikTok, Alex Harris Official on Instagram, Facebook, official Alex Harris Music, Twitter, Alex Harris Tweet. Definitely wherever you are mostly, just kind of follow me there. And again, subscribe on my channels on Spotify and listen to my stations and stuff that my playlist. So it's really cool. So I'm all over the place. Just getting the word out.
Trying
to, put positive.
Thank you for that information. So will you be doing any future online events, Facebook Live performances? Because I've seen you on your other ones, and you done so well. You do so good.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm going to go live. Yeah, I'm going to go live on my Instagram tonight, actually, at 7. So if anybody wanted, if you're on Instagram, Alex Harris on Instagram, Alex Harris Official on Instagram tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. It'll be 6 p.m. Central. Just tune right in. I'm going to be talking and doing a little music. And then I'm going to be doing some other stuff over the holiday weekend on Instagram Live as well.
I would like to ask you, now, the last videos you did and you posted them on social media, what goes through your mind before when the camera hits active, recording, and you know you're getting ready to perform? What goes through your body? What goes through your mind? Because you do it so well.
Well, you know, before I ever even hit the stage, my thought is that I want to seize this moment. I want to take full advantage of this moment. And because I realize that moment will never come again. I can always do the same song 1,000 times and more, but neither of those times will be ever be done the same. And so each moment that I have a chance to perform any of the songs that I perform, I sing them as if it's my last time singing that song in the space, because it is technically is, right? I'm never going to revisit that particular moment again.
Yeah.
So I think that when I approach the music that way, then I really honor and value the gift that I'm entrusted with. That is nothing that I take for granted or use lightly, because I understand the power it has to transform, to inspire, to make happy the persons who are listening.
Yeah, well, I sure was happy when I seen you perform. I was giggling.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I like you do it so well. So I would like to ask you about the track Cry to Me. I love this track. I can hear it. Oh, I can listen to it over and over. What's the story behind it? Can you explain to our listeners?
Sure. Well, the story behind that song is that two of the producers, Richard Goddard, he's one of the producers on there on the album, and he says, you know, Alex, I have the song, and before he even said that, Swag, who's my brother, my biological brother, actually, and he's one of the producers on the record as well, and he goes, you know, Richard was talking about the song and Cry to Me, and you should take a listen. And so the person that I heard perform the song was Solomon Burke. And Solomon Burke, the song was made popular in Dirty Dancing, the movie. And but there is a version of the song that I had not heard before. And it was like, you gotta hear Freddie Scott's version. And Freddie Scott was the original one to perform the song. And I heard Freddie Scott's version of Cry to Me. And I loved it. And both Richard and Swag were like, you should consider recording this. So we did it. We did our interpretation. And that's what you hear. And so pretty excited about the song, because it really talks about, you know, a lady that that is really experiencing some challenging times with her relationship. And and so there's this guy that comes and says that, you know, when all said and done, and then you had the worst experience, don't give up on love, come and cry. So it's a really positive message. This kind of a hope in this hopeless situation. She's distraughted by the loss of love, seemingly, in a very hopeless situation. And over her last glass of wine, she sits in her room, and all she can do is cry. But he said, don't cry over the loss. Cry to me. I'm here for you. So it's a really good song of either finding love again or finding a great friend. Therefore, you can go either way.
That's why I love this song. I never heard it from the other artists, the original. I never heard it before, but the way you sung it. I love the way you did it. So how about I
go ahead and play it?
I'm going to go ahead and play
sure.
Cry to Me. And you stay in that seat, and we'll come right back. And phone lines are still open, everyone. Here is Cry to Me.
Yes, we want to hear from you.
This track is
also
on the Frequency album, y'all.
Thank you.
When your baby leaves you all alone, and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Well, here I am. Come on, girl, cry to me. When you all alone in your lonely room, and there is nothing but the smell of her perfume, don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Come on and cry to me. Oh, nothing can be sadder than a glass of wine all alone. 'Cause loneliness is such a waste of time.
Song deep down inside you. I get chills on my arm every time I hear it.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
But anyway, we're almost coming to a close to our show. All right. You are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you on this new Frequency album. Go right ahead, Alex Harris.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to shout out and just express my gratitude first and foremost for Myron Ruffin, because he's the reason why I have a conversation with you, and you're playing the music, and he's introduced you to it, and so I'm grateful for that. Also, the producers, who I had a chance to collaborate with, and the Swag Garcias and Richard Goddard and the engineers. Had, you know, we sometimes don't mention the engineers, but they are amazing. Lonzo Vargas was amazing on that song. My other brother, Lonzo, was playing organ and keys, and just so many great musicians that I had a chance to work with, and Suzette Williams and in management and the entire team that's working this Soul Media Global and the graphics designs, you know, everybody that we typically don't necessarily give a shout out to. And so it's really Emily Ghosh Harris and so many great people who have contributed in so many ways. My entire family who always support as well. And I believe that whenever we do anything and you have one or two people supporting and encouraging you, it's very important to remember and to acknowledge that support. And all this, so many people who have supported me along the way that I'm so very, very grateful. And all the folks at my foundation, the Arts Conservatory for Teens, and the folks who support me there, and making sure we get out and help other folks, our young folks who are teenagers who are looking to find their way and don't have the resources, their families don't have the resources. So we've really been blessed to support to what I do. So I'm glad to have their support and continue to make the world a better place.
All right. Let's give them all an applause and hoping that they and continue to support you. All right, we're coming to an end. I would like to play Entangled at the end of our show. Any words of encouragement you would like to give while we're dealing with the dark times today, Alex Harris?
Yes, you know, I think it's this no better time than now than to really find a quiet space that we have, whether it's in our car, or taking a walk, sitting out on the porch, or wherever in your home, somewhere in a quiet space, and just really reflecting all the things that we can be grateful for with so many losses, so much unrest, finding something to be grateful for and focus on that. I can breathe this morning or today, or I can have a glass of water, or I can call my friend and my friend is okay, or my family member who's with me. And then, you know, if we lost any persons, really reflecting on the time that you did get a chance to say a kind word. So finding that time in that space on a regular basis to really express to yourself in reflection the gratitude that each has, but we have to continue to discover and uncover those ways to reflect and really appreciate that internally and also always externally when we have an opportunity. That really changes the energy. I think it contributes to de-stressing us, and when we are grateful and can smile about all the great things that and the goodness that we experience. So, in short, just find a space and a place and be grateful.
Well, thank you for those words of encouragement. Alex Harris, everyone. Alex Harris, go get his album, Frequency. You are always welcome to come back, Alex. And I know you will.
Thank you.
I know you will.
Yes, for sure. Yes.
And congratulations on the single Falling for You, that it will grow to be number one on the charts of R&B. Yes.
And when it does, I'm coming back to thank you for the well wishes and positive energy towards it.
Well, my pleasure. My pleasure. And you're welcome. All right. I will play Entangled. And you have a blessed day, Alex Harris. And congrats and happy holidays.
Thank you. Likewise to you and to everyone that's listening. Thank you. Happy holidays.
All right. And I should say happy holidays to all my fans, friends, and family out there in Evansville, Indiana, this is Lady Diva signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Tune in to more new upcoming shows in December. I have some new artists, new upcoming artists with new music. And thank you all for your support. You have a good night, Alex Harris. Happy holidays.
You too. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. God bless.
Yeah. Sun is coming through my window pane. Ain't a fog, same old thing. No, it ain't that kind of day. So let's make a song. It's like sun breaking through rain and weather. No matter what we do, feels better when I'm close to you. Love it when the family gets together. Love is warm and comfort like a sweater. The bond we can't undo. I'm entangled when I'm with you. You. I'm entangled. Like sun.